It's time for Sports Med Talk on ESPN 700. Insight from the experts in the sports medicine field on injuries from the world of sports. Sports Med Talk on ESPN 700 is presented by SportsMedUtah.com, your home for comprehensive sports medicine care for athletes of all ages and skill levels. Now here's Sports Med Talk on Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700.
Today on Sports Med Talk, we welcome to the show Dr. Nick Monson. He practices out of Davis Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. The number for that clinic is 801-773-3900. That's 801-773-3900. They can help you with all your orthopedic and sports medicine needs. Dr. Monson, thank you for joining us on the show today.
Yeah, thank you.
In the news today, Troy McCormick, running back for the University of Utah, suffered a significant knee injury. They have not released the details of that injury. And another running back down in Provo, Jamal Williams, suffered a significant injury last year. I don't know for sure, but in their situations where these guys playing football suffer not only like an ACL injury, but they suffer multiple injuries to a knee. How many different injuries can one suffer to a knee? How many different ligaments can be torn?
Well, that's a good question. It depends on what the injury is, but you could tear all the ligaments, you know, potentially with the high impact velocity, high velocity type of injury. You know, running back guy, a very typical injury that we'll see with them is they can injure the MCL and ACL often go together. Sometimes, you know, some of the other ligaments in the knee can be involved, and then you always worry about the meniscus, you know, that cushion that lives in between the two knee bones. So my guess is he probably suffered, you know, something that we call the unhappy triad, where two of the ligaments and the meniscus gets involved.
That's unfortunate. Well, when you have, you know, we know an ACL injury takes a long time to rehab, but when you suffer multiple knee injuries, how much longer is a rehab? How much more difficult is that to overcome and to rehab from?
You know, I guess, again, it depends on the ligament that's injured, but the typical recovery time in a running back is going to be different than a typical recovery time in you or me. The requirement of his knee for cutting and quick pivots and shifting and explosive speed is high. He has a high need for that. And so to get him back into full running form where you feel comfortable handing him the ball and having him go down the field is significantly different. So his recovery time is going to be bigger, and it is complicated by the fact that there's likely going to be multiple surgical repairs having to be done on that knee. So, you know, when you look at recovery time, you could think 6 months, maybe 9 months, but I think you're best off telling everybody that, hey, this could be 9 months, maybe even a year, and not setting up expectations for him to return and possibly re-injure this quicker than what he's actually ready for.
As these athletes approach rehabilitation for a knee injury, what are some of the new techniques, some of the new developments in rehabilitation that are helping some of these athletes get back on the field sooner?
I think a lot of it is our understanding of biomechanics and studies that we do showing how to return these athletes back to the field quicker. It's, you know, surgical techniques certainly have developed with time. We understand what works better, and some of the things that we used to do we no longer do on the surgical aspect. But there's a whole host of tricks and tools that we have to use to help return athletes back quicker. And you know, the University of Utah has a crackpot team with the athletic trainer there for the football team. He has a whole host of tools that he'll use to get him back, to help decrease the swelling quickly, to help get his range of motion back as quickly as possible and build up strength in the muscles that initially, you know, they atrophy. They lose a lot of muscular strength because initially you can't have them putting weight and moving around on it quite as quickly as you'd hope. So a lot of it's just building up that strength as quickly as possible. And yeah, there are techniques that we have for that.
For our listeners who have some orthopedic or sports medicine needs, how do they get a hold of you?
So I'm up at Davis Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. That's in Layton, right west of the Davis Hospital campus. And our phone number is 801-773-3900.
All right, Dr. Nick Monson, thank you so much for joining us. Great information. For those out there who are seeking information on ACL and other significant knee injuries. Thanks so much, Doctor.
You bet. Thank you.
That was presented to you by SportsMedUtah.com. It's Sports Med Talk. We do it every week.